after a brief sabbatical. It's so great to say this. Welcome to another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are concluding our series entitled Mixtape with a message about restoration. And guess what? I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday. And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. As you can tell, I've been gone for a while. But I felt that the sabbatical, the absence, was absolutely needed. A lot happened throughout that sabbatical. Bouts of illness. Nothing pandemic related. Just seasonal colds and, you know, also dealing with some lower body injuries and dealing with some physical therapy and some rehab, orthopedic rehab as well. And so I really wanted to take the time to focus on, getting my health right and getting my health together and, going from there. Because, you know, I didn't want to, even though when I do the podcast, I'm sitting down. Sometimes I was in excruciating pain. And so just wanted to take care of a few things on that part. And also continue to do some mental health things as well. And, be physically healthy, but mentally healthy as well. And continue that consistent string of doing the right thing on both parts. So just change some things up. But in the meantime, in between time, we hit some milestones on the 2-2 Podcast. And I can't thank you enough for all of them. We have officially hit 5,500. 5,600 and 5,700 total plays on the 2-2 Podcast. I was going to make an announcement about 5,100 total plays because, I always try to make an announcement or try to just make an announcement about a milestone that we hit just to celebrate and commemorate where we've come from, where this show has come from. From its humble beginnings in April of 2020 up to now. When I went to go check it, cause I just during the sabbatical, I really didn't want to check the numbers for the podcast, but I happened to, check the numbers and all of a sudden it went from 5,100 to 5,500 in the span of a week. And now we're rolling pretty quickly. And the show was really gaining some ground and some traction, even in the midst of a sabbatical. But that's not the biggest thing. One of the episodes in this particular series that we're actually concluding today has become the all-time leading episode in the 2-2 Podcast history. As you know, the last episode that I did on this show was an episode called So Anxious. And that was about, the different types of anxiety and how to combat that and how to know. But this episode has grown from leaps, from its humble beginnings to what it is now. And I'm proud to say that So Anxious is not only just the greatest episode or the most played episode on this show, but it's the first, it's had some firsts as well. It's the fastest to 100, yep, 100 plays, fastest to 150 plays, fastest to 175 plays, fastest to 100, and I mean, fastest to 200 total plays. And now it's the fastest to 250 plays, and it's still climbing. So again, if you have not listened to the previous episode from the 2-2 podcast entitled So Anxious, I encourage you to listen to it. It is climbing. The episode, the episode itself, as far as players are concerned, it climbs and climbs every day. But again, that has nothing to do with me. That has all to do with you. I appreciate all of you for your support of this show, for this series, this mixtape series, and for continuously listening to the show each and every week. Your support of me, and also your prayers and support of me during this during that sabbatical. I'm glad to be back on the air. I know there's a lot of filler right now, and we need to get to what we need to get to today. But I just want to take the time to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be to this show and to me. I can't say it enough. Hey, if it's your first time and your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that in these next few moments, I speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be three things on this show and in life. That is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of this show and this and my life, that I say something that supercharges you, that energizes you, that encourages you, that causes you to say enough is enough, that causes you to say I'm tired of being bound by generational curses. I'm tired of being bound by the chains. And I refuse to allow these chains to be bound to my bloodline for any longer. And I promise to be one thing and one thing only. And say it with me. If you've been with me since I've said this, I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for joining me today on the 2-2 podcast. Well, here we go. As you heard at the beginning of this show, as you heard at the intro of this show, we are concluding our series entitled Mixtape. I'm glad and I'm so excited and I'm so happy that you were able to join me for this series. You all showed up and showed out for this series. I can't wait to do this series via video podcast. Oh, and that's coming really soon, by the way. Check that out. Check that out for more detail. We'll give you more details on that in the coming months. But we'll start doing that very, very soon. But we got another series coming up in the second half of this month about family. We're doing a series. You heard me say this on the last episode that we are going to be doing a series entitled Family Matters. We're going to talk about a family dichotomy, why it's messed up, some things that mess it up, what we can do to get our families back together. And I'm going to tell a little bit of my story and talk about some things in my own life and talk about some stuff with my own family. And just be transparent and authentic about it. And we're gonna, I tell you what, we're gonna get through this together. If you have any family issues that just are persistent and consistent and just trying to tear you apart, or if you got some issues with some family that will cause that make you want to say, listen, I don't ever want to deal with this person again, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna go from there. But today we're gonna talk about restoration. So for the past few weeks to the past month, I've just had to personally hit the reset button with life. I had to hit the reset button. I felt like I was overloaded. I felt like I wasn't paying attention to I wasn't paying attention to what my body was saying physically. And, I was putting so much focus on the mental part, which, I mean, don't get it twisted. That isn't, I'm not trying to, discount that you need to make, you need to, I'm not trying to say that mental health focus is not paramount, but I was dealing with several things at one time, as you heard me say, and I felt like I needed to reset. And I just want to let somebody know who's listening to this show, who feels like if they reset, that they're going to lose everything, that they are going to, they're going to lose progress. They're going to, they feel like they're going to quit. I assure you, hitting that reset button, will not do that. But it will cause you to do a few things. It will cause you to really do inventory. That's the first thing. It will cause you to do, it will take cause you to take inventory and look at some things within your own life and go, this doesn't need to be here. I don't need to be doing this. I don't need to be around these people. I don't need to be in this place. I need a reset. I need that time to just, I need this time to see where I need to be, where I want to be. And sometimes, you not only need to do inspection and inventory, sometimes with this reset, you need to, number two, isolate. Isolate. Sometimes within a reset, it takes separation in order to get restoration. And that's not, saying, oh, you don't need friends, but sometimes you need to let your friends know, hey, I just need some time to myself, away from the noise. I need some time away to just kind of listen. And just be alone with my thoughts and be alone with some things and work on some things on my own. But continue to pray for me, continue to check in on me. But right now, I just need to just to back away for a little bit. And that was a moment that was, I've had plenty of moments like that where I didn't really say it. I think some of my friends and close some of my close closest friends and colleagues, they really understood. They really understood that, hey, listen, I know you're going through, I can tell you're going through something. I know I'm here if you need me, and keep me posted on the progress. And I needed to do that. I needed to isolate. I needed to take inventory and inspection. Sometimes you need to do that as well. You need isolation, you need separation, you need also you need to devise, you need to create a plan. What's your plan? Now that I see, now that I've isolated myself, now that I've done inventory, internal inventory, and I've seen what these red flags are within my own life, what's the plan to not only see these things, but to remove them so I can actually get full restoration? What am I doing in this time of isolation and separation where I'm alone with myself? I can't hide from I can't hide behind it by going somewhere else. I can't hide how I feel. I'm in this thing with me at this moment. What can I do? What am I going to do next? I've taken the time. I've seen what I need to do. And now it's time to put feet to what I prayed for and feet to what I've inspected. I have to, I heard One of my favorite pastors said this: you need to inspect what you expect. What are your expectations in this moment of isolation? What are your expectations in this moment of restoration? What are your expectations after you hit that reset button? What are your expectations when everything seems like it's falling apart and you need to hit that reset button? What do you expect after that? Inventory, isolation, and planning. Inventory, isolation, and planning are big things in my life. I had to take the time to go, listen, I don't like this. I don't like where I'm going. I don't like how I'm feeling. I don't like the way I'm thinking. And I don't like that I feel like that I'm reverting to some bad habits, some bad thoughts. I don't like that. And so because I don't like that, I decided to make a change. And sometimes you have to, and in this day and time, when you don't like it, if you don't like the fact that you're going to back to some bad habits, to some things that kept you bound, to some things that kept you chained up, to some things that kept you from being everything you were called to be, you have to decide and make that change. Listen, I don't want this. I don't need this. I can't have this. This ain't for me. This ain't it, Chief. I was in a service because I was in a service at my new church. I also joined a new church and discovered a new talent as well. Because a part of this restoration for me was doing something new and opening a new chapter and trying out something new that I didn't think I was good at, or that I didn't think I would ever do. And one of my passions is digital content. One of my passions is digital content. Now I'm at a church where I get to do all of that. I get to do some things with communication and, taking pictures and photography. And I didn't think I would be as good. I didn't think I would do well, but come to find out, my first time holding a camera, I did pretty well. Was pretty good at it. Part of that restoration is discovery. You discover yourself. You discover your talents and your gifts. You discover what God, some things that God has installed in you that you didn't think there didn't know you could do. This sabbatical has really caused me to say, man, I really didn't know I could do that. But I'm so glad I do know how to do that. I'm so glad I learned how to do that. Discovery is an amazing thing when you are learning the value of restoration and hitting the reset button. It's an amazing thing. Never be afraid in the midst of this time to discover something that you're great at. Something that you could potentially be great at. Try something new. Try something that you've never done. Well, try new food. Go on a trip. Do something. Discovery. But in the midst of that discovery of a talent, discover your identity. Discover your purpose. Discover the reason why you should be here. Sometimes, when you're going through a tumultuous time, you will question your existence. You will question why you're here. And I'm proud to announce to you that you have a purpose for being here. Don't allow anybody to tell you that you should quit. Don't allow anybody to tell you that you should give up. You have a reason to be here. You have a right to be here. You have a purpose to be here. Discover what that is in this moment of restoration. But I was at church on I was at church a few weeks ago, and my pastor, shout out to my pastor, my pastor Greg Ford, he was talking about he was telling a sermon, and I felt like these things fit with what we're talking about today, and here are the four, here are the five things that we should do. He was talking about he was talking about Jesus, and he was talking about five things that Jesus does in a certain situation, and here they are, and I think they apply to our life. And it's the first one, it's to slow down, just kind of slow down, just take your time. We live a fast-paced life. Everything's so crazy. It's just what it is. It's unfortunate that life can be so crazy. Everything's, you know, we live in a microwave society when we're called sometimes to be slow cooker. We want everything now, 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 now. We want money now, 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 now. We want fame now, now, now. We want, you know, notoriety now, 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 now. But the main thing we must understand is we have to trust, in some cases, we have to trust the process. It's not to say God can't accelerate some things in your life, but in the midst of it, we have to understand that our timing and God's timing ain't the same. Slow down. Second thing is quiet the noise. Stop allowing the opinions of people. Stop allowing the opinions of people to cause you to go off track. Stop allowing the opinions of people to pull you to a place where you completely forget the mission at hand. Stop allowing the opinions of people to allow you, to cause you to be something that you weren't called to be. Stop allowing the opinions of people to allow, to push you to a place where you're made by their design and not what God has designed you to be. Stop allowing it. Quiet the noise. I'm tired of, I got to a point where I'm tired of people saying, oh, if you like it, I love it. Or hey, that couldn't be me. It couldn't be, you better you than me. Well, there's newsflash, it ain't you. If I were you, it's not you. If it was made for you, it would be for you. But here's the deal, it's not. You have to understand that we need to quiet the noise. Three, change positions. In the midst of the noise and quieting the noise, we had to change positions. You have to change your perspective. You have to change your position of things. It looks bleak. It looks a little musty. It looks a little dusty. It looks broke, busted, and disgusted. It looks a little bad right now. I understand that it looks bad at the moment. But here's the deal. Here we go. If you change your perception, if you change your position from I don't think I can do this to now I will do this. You have to change your perspective from I don't think I'll make it to I know I'll make it. The last episode, it talked about the little train, the little engine that could, and all the other trains that couldn't make it up the hill. But that one train said, I think I can. I think I can. It was the smallest train in the yard. And it was only known for doing one thing. You have to change your position. Change your position. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. I ain't said that in a while. I think I'll say it again. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Yeah, you have to change your perspective, your position. When I was part of Herbalife, they would say a thing, and they still say this. Change your mind. Change your life. The part of changing your position is changing how you think. about the situation that you're in. You have to have a sense of optimism, even in a bleak situation. Talk to me. Talk to me. I'm made up. I'm talking. I'm not just talking to you in this moment. I'm talking to myself in this moment that you have to change your position. I know it looks weird. I know you're saying to a lot of saying to the situation that you're in. I know that you're saying, "Why are you being weird to me?" I know it was that I understand that right there that there. It had that particular saying has another connotation, but for this situation, it's just like life. Why are you being weird to me right now? But you have to change your position. Finances, why are you being weird to me? I should be in a better place than I am. But now, things are weird. You change your position. Next thing is change and gain perspective. Just because optimism is not the absence of having perspective of what the situation is. It's having sight of what the situation is. It's not the absence. Matter of fact, perspective. Let's get the definition of perspective. Because we all hear the word. But we don't often always understand what it means. And here are two definitions. Actually, here's, yeah, let's, this, we have two definitions for this. And the first one is to view or prospect. The second one is a particular attitude, and this is where we are when it comes to restoration. It's a particular attitude toward what to toward or way of regarding something, a point of view. What is your outlook on this situation? You have to gain some perspective. What is your standpoint? What is your position? How do you feel about this? It doesn't feel great, but let me tell you something. I'm gonna make it out of this situation. I'm gonna be restored. I'm gonna be renewed. I'm gonna be revived in this situation. Talk to me like you got some. Come on, talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. I think I will do that again. I need to have some perspective. I believe that things will get better. I believe he'll work it out. I believe I'll be in a better situation than this. It's a particular attitude toward a way of regarding something or a point of view. You have to gain perspective in this season of restoration. And five, finally, you have to respond with maturity. Sometimes we don't understand that our response will dictate our restoration, how we respond, the outcome, or the response is dictated by the outcome. It will dictate the outcome. How you respond to a broke, busted, disgusted situation will dictate how and why. And what? But in the and I say this, we have to learn the value of mature response. 'Cause not all response is great response. We see that so often on social media. We see that so often in our lives. We see that so often within in our workspaces, in school, and in life in general, that people don't know how to respond with maturity. People don't know how to respond in a non-adverse way, in a positive way. Yeah, but they were talking about me, so I had to do what I had to do. There's a better way to respond. Well, they said this about me, so I had to go do something about it. I had to go confront them. I've learned the value of this, that sometimes ignoring them is a response. The best response in some cases is no response. I know for some of y'all that like to set it off, that's kind of hard, and that's no shade to y'all, because I'm the same way, because sometimes when people want to say something to me, I want to just jump on them. I want to respond. I want to just go off. Oh, what you say? No. But I had to learn the value of mature response. And sometimes the most mature response is to not respond at all. It's just to, you know, water off a duck's back. They ain't saying nothing, so I'm not going to say nothing. Let them talk to themselves. I've allowed people to talk to themselves. Even in the midst of a time where I wanted to say something wild, cuss them out, and say something crazy, or even more drastic, swing on them. I've had to learn that it just ain't worth it. I was having this conversation about Tina Turner. You know, I told you, I did a whole episode on this. I was talking about that scene and What's Love Got to Do with It. And I know I go back to this part of the movie all the time, where Ike Turner's baby mother, who he tried to turn into a star and it didn't work out well. He promised her fame and fortune and money and cars and clothes and houses and trips and all this other stuff, and that she would be a big star, and it didn't pan out that well. And then comes Anna Mae Bullock from Nutbush, Tennessee. Nutbush City Limits. And she spends the night, and I'm doing the Cliff Notes version of, she spends the night. All of a sudden, Ike's baby mother comes in with a gun, and the Anna Mae Bullock, aka Tina Turner, she's pleading, don't shoot me. And this is the part that strikes me, as sick as it seems. Part where she says, and this part where Ike's baby mother says this: "You ain't worth the bullet." And as sick as it seems, as twisted as this analogy seems, as twisted and sick, and you're probably sitting there, and if this is your first time listening to the show, you're probably going, what does this have to do with responding with maturity? Do you know how many times in life you've said, you know, it ain't worth it? It ain't worth the argument. It ain't worth the fight. It ain't worth the, you know, it ain't worth cussing them out. It ain't worth the assault charge. It ain't worth the attempted murder charge. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. See, that's the point where you've responded with maturity. The point of responding with maturity is you wanted to do something. You thought about doing something. It crossed your mind, but you decided to say, it's just not worth it. And in this season, and in this moment, and in this point of restoration, as you hit your reset button, you have to say to yourself, it's just not worth the time. So I ask you, as we close this episode out, and as we close this week out, what will you do when you hit that reset button? Will you really take the time to gain some perspective? Will you really take some time to quiet the noise? Will you really take the time to slow down? Will you really take the time to change your position? And will you really, truly take the time to respond to adverse situations with maturity? It's restoration season as we close this year out. It's restoration season in this fourth quarter. What will you do in this moment and in this time to restore everything that you've lost in this season? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.